Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears whenever you felt like it for the last 500 plus episodes, and I really appreciate that. So I wanted to talk about creativity, and again, it's inspired by animals. But before we get into that, don't forget to complete that podcast listener survey. It is the first link in my show notes. If you've done it, thank you so much. I know there's been some folks that have done it since the last week, since I debuted the red dress, in which I was asking for just some loud support, because I am an independent, I hate to say brand, but I'm an independent platform, and word of mouth is very crucial. So I appreciate anybody who has completed that podcast listener survey. I hope you enjoy your cute free gift that I gave you for at the end of the survey for completing it. If you have done that, thank you so much. Please sign up for the email list. I was on y'all heads for a little bit with them emails. I was going, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times a week, but I'm gonna ease up a little bit. I don't want to bombard you. But don't forget to click the second link in my show notes to sign up for my email list as well. So again, the Make Peace with the Day segment for today is, what is one thing that you could do to distract yourself when you start getting irritable with the human existence? And the reason why I say that is that it's so much going on. And you see, I was just telling Binks about this. The thing I don't like about social media sometimes, and it's not to complain, but it's a very valid concern. We don't really have control over what we see. At one point, I mean, we never did, right? We can't control what other people post. However, it's a difference when you're now seeing stuff from people that you don't follow, that you don't engage with their content, popping up on your page, and it's showing you stuff they think you want to see, but it's really not things that you want to see at all. And it was some things that I was seeing on my timeline that was about like animal cruelty and things of that nature. And I'm just like, I've never engaged, even to like negatively engage with this content. So I'm not understanding why it's showing it to me. And I was just like, I just don't like this kind of stuff. I don't like having to open my app and seeing things that I don't want to see. So I was just over it one day. And I was talking to my girl Binks about it. And I was just like, you know, this is not okay. And every time I open my app, I get some form of reminders of the trashness of humanity. Like I'm saying, like humanity, it's some good ones out there. But I also get reminded of the trash. And it just sucks. It's just like, wow, like I don't want to see this. I don't want to see people inflicting harm on others. I don't want to see people inflicting harm on animals. I just don't want to see that on my timeline. I don't need to see it. I don't need verifiable proof that something is wrong and that something has happened, because I just don't need to see it. You know what I mean? So lately, I have been just posting and going. If you've been on my Instagram, you probably see that I haven't posted on my story in a couple of days, because I just don't want to post anything for the sake of posting. And I also don't want to be I just don't want to subject myself to something that I just don't have control on. Like, you know what I mean? I know it sounds kind of like control freakish, but this is a different case. I just post and go. When humans irritate me and they show me how they disrespect the earth or disrespect each other or disrespect the animals, I'm just like, you know what? Let me just continue to nurture me. Let me continue to love those that love me. I just kind of retreat into a bubble, not in a fear-mongering sense or just because I'm scared. It's just, I can opt out. That's the beautiful power of choice. I don't have to be on this app all the damn time. That's the only cuss word I'm going to say today. But I don't have to be on that app all the damn time if I don't want to. I don't even have to be on there 30 minutes if I don't want to. I'll just post and go. I'll tap in with who I need to tap in with, and then I'll drop off, because it's really like a roulette type of situation. You just kind of, you're the little ball that's spinning on the little wheel, and wherever it lands, that's out of your control. I'm just curious to know, what are you all doing to distract yourself from the trashiest of humans? Because unfortunately, we get reminders that it exists. Humanity is a spectrum, and it goes on very extreme levels. And unfortunately, because of social media, we don't get to pick and see what types of levels we get to experience. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart. So that's my Make Peace with the Day segment. Now, today's episode is inspired by animals. So y'all know I love animals and y'all know I love wolves. Wolves are my favorite animals. And I was following the Wolf Conservation Center, and my boo actually sent me a, he actually adopted a wolf on my behalf. And it's so funny because me and the wolf were birthday twins. So the Wolf Conservatory up there in New York, Nakai is the name of the wolf that he sponsored on my behalf. So I was like, oh, that's so sweet, so dope, and we got the same birthday. So I've been tapped in with that Wolf Center for a long time. I haven't gone and visited it yet. I went to the one in California, but this one I've been watching for a while, and I love how they have like the little webcams where you can watch the wolves just hang out and just, you know, hang out in their dens or even just outside. They just have all these different webcams in their enclosures and things, so you can really just see how wolves live. And I love looking at animals like that so that I could study them. Because I do truly believe animals have the answers that we don't. When we're unable to get through stuff because of our again, the trashness of our humanity sometimes, it's the animals that don't have to deal with that. Now, yes, there's some instinctual things. There's some predatorial things. There's some circle of life things. Yes, absolutely. But in terms of things that I think that we've lost sight of, or I believe, I know that we've lost sight of, that wolves do, like, it's just certain things that animals just get that we just don't. They understand the, well, most of them are bred for family units. They're just bred to just have a crew. And sometimes that could be adopted crew. And sometimes that could be crew through blood. Like, you know, that's just things I think is important. It's important to have a village, you know, they understand the importance of villages. I walked in a kangaroo enclosure and I just seen all of them just kicking it, chilling, sunbathing. I'm like, you know what? This is cool. They just really having a good Thursday today. They're just really doing their thing. It's just little stuff I just noticed about animals that we could really just take a page out of their book. But anyway, there was this wolf mama named Trumpet, and Trumpet was having puppies on the webcam. And I said, oh my gosh, she had puppies. So I click on it and I'm like, oh my gosh, Trumpet's having puppies. So she had her little wolf puppies. And she's licking them and cleaning them and stuff, and they're so small. And I'm just like, this is so beautiful. So yes, I'm over here tearing up on the webcam looking at it. I'm like, this is so amazing. The circle of life. And wolves are in danger too. So it's really important that they have new babies, because by them having babies, they can extend their species. Okay. Because again, the trash of humanity, they like to kill wolves and hunt them and make it legal, which is crazy, because I know if we were hunted legally, it would be an issue. It's just really interesting how we kind of flex our power on things that we think are powerless. But again, another conversation. So I'm saying all to say that I saw a wolf birth something, again, a wolf that is on the verge of extinction, a super endangered species, even through the threats to their existence, create and birth something beautiful. And I'm saying, as the homegirl who loves you, wants to see you win, that could apply to us. How can we birth and create something beautiful, even through the threats of our entire existence? Am I saying you got to grind and hustle and all that stuff? No. But am I saying, is there something beautiful that you could create in the midst of all of this external chaos? And the reason why I keep bringing up the trashness of humanity is because sometimes the trashness of humanity can hurt our spirit and it can hurt our abilities to create. So what I'm saying is, what can you create for yourself in spite of that, or despite that? Outside of that, that'd be a better choice of words. What can you create outside of that? What is something where you're like, you know what? I'm gonna create a good day for myself. It doesn't have to be something that's money making or monetizable. It doesn't have to be a whole platform. It could just be something that seemingly small, but is big because of the circumstances at hand. What will you create today in spite of the chaos that surrounds you outside? What can we do to be more like Trumpet? What can we do in the example of Trumpet to create and birth something wonderful? That's what I wanted to share with y'all today. So with that being said, y'all, I just want to put that on y'all's heart. I'll be back with my podcast listener gratitude shout out episode. I'll be there in about 30 minutes. So with that being said, y'all, I'll catch you on the next episode. Don't forget to leave a review if you loved what you heard today. And I will catch y'all next episode. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love. Okay. Love y'all. Peace.